Welcome back to Slept On. My name is Corinne Ellington.
My name is Isaiah Wilson.
And we are the hosts of the never-ending Slept On podcast, where we cover unsung, unheralded, undercovered sports from
junior college, college, HBCU, and we also highlight the SEC.
Today's episode, we're going to be doing a little SEC deep dive back to the 60s. Yeah, and we're going to be covering
the game of change.
The game of change. So I came across this on Instagram on the SEC network. They had posted about it, and a bunch of people that I followed reposted it, and it was something I had no clue about.
And do you want me to give them the details? Or
sure.
So the game of change, it was a game from Mississippi State University versus Loyola University.
Well, hold on. I feel like we just dove into that really fast, guys. We're going to slow it down for just a second. The entire episode today is going to be on this thing called the Game of Change. This is SEC, specifically Mississippi State, specifically basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to set the scene, and this is going to be in 1963. So, if anybody knows anything about the 60s, that was the Civil Rights Movement and the Civil Rights Era, which was longer than just the 60s, dare I say. But it's kind of the heat of that, I believe. When did Martin Luther King give his I Have a Dream speech? Because
1964.
Literally in this same year.
Is this 63? I was close.
Right. So 1963, the same year that Martin Luther King Jr. gave his I Have a Dream speech, is the year that this game, quote, game of change, end quote, happened. So we're in Mississippi State. You know, you're getting the picture that you're in Mississippi.
The Deep South.
Game of change. Okay. So what is the game of change referring to?
It's referring to, like we previously said, Mississippi State University basketball. And they played Loyola University Chicago.
I think it's pronounced Loyola.
Loyola?
I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. Loyola. Yeah, because I remember basketball, there was a huge...
Loyola,
was that? Yeah, they kind of went pretty far for a while. Loyola.
And they're Loyola University of Chicago. And...
how was I saying it originally?
I don't know. I think there you had more of a enunciation, but maybe you said it correctly and I'm just like tweaking. But if you're unaware of... kind of the tenseness here... this specific basketball game was not just any basketball game. Otherwise, it wouldn't have a whole story around it. The game became a huge symbol of racial integration in college basketball, and it had a significant impact culturally and socially, with some social implications. So like I said, to set some context here, we're in 1963, and college basketball was still segregated.
So segregated. Mississippi had laws and customs that were overly racist, and the teams in the state were all white. So Loyola University Chicago was a diverse team with several African American black players, including Les Hunter, Jerry Harkness, and Vic Rouse. Those are some pretty big names from that team.
Yeah, So, the Mississippi State was obviously all white, and they were matched up, and this was in the NCAA tournament, I believe, the 1963 NCAA tournament, which, if you don't know what that is like the finals. It's all of March Madness is, if you've ever heard of March Madness. It's the biggest deal in college basketball, is getting into the tournament and then competing in the tournament,
mm-hmm.
And it's the national spotlight. Getting shown on teams. And there's always huge upsets, too. Like, teams you don't think are going to win.
Right.
I don't think anyone's bracket is ever correct.
Nope.
Because it's always so crazy. That's why it's called March Madness. So, they're going to compete in March Madness. But, Mississippi's all white. And then you're at Loyola University of Chicago. It's not all white. They had several African-American players. Still white people. It was just a diverse team. There's black and white players both on the team. So Mississippi State was under a coach named Babe McCarthy. And his nickname was Babe. His name actually government on the ID was James.
Yep.
And, you know, he was kind of caught in a little bit of a tense situation. Because the entire state of Mississippi, and Mississippi is a state-funded school, a land-grant university, was not really down for them going to play. So they were, actually, the state was openly opposed to allowing a diverse team play Mississippi State's team.
They were not down.
So as a result,
For years...
No, hold on. As a result, Mississippi State's team was prohibited by the state government from playing against a team with African-American players for years.
The state government enforces policy and teams were restricted from participating in postseason play if they faced integrated teams.
Yeah.
And this obviously is a problem because how are you going to compete? Like, what are you going to do if you're matched up a team and it's March Madness time and you're like, well, we're just not going to play this game, guys.
That is exactly what they were going to do. They're like, we don't care that you're making it to the tournament. You're not going. We don't want you to go. The state prohibits it. So you guys maybe might see what's coming next. What's coming next? The team left. The team snuck out. And despite what the state government said, the state government had resistance. They left. They
snuck out.
Yeah, they disobeyed their orders and they literally left. They like snuck out in the middle of the freaking night, like little mice crawling around, and they left. They literally creepy crawled out of the stadium and they got a bus and they freaking left. And the MSU administration was under some heavy pressure from the government, but the team said, see ya. We wouldn't want to be ya.
You know, this is just a thought. If you were racist, wouldn't you want to play and beat teams that are integrated? Just a thought.
No, I think the idea of it was that you are, like, too superior.
Because
the racism is, like, a thought of, like, there's not any real logic there. So, like, logically, no,
yeah.
Logically, yeah, you would think so. But there's not logic there at all. So.
But I bet they were upset whenever the score came out.
Yeah, Mississippi State ended up losing in the real Mississippi State fashion way of getting to the tournament and then losing. The Loyola won the game 61-51, but obviously it's not really the result that's talked about. It's mm-hmm. the fact that the Mississippi State team played in the game, shook the hands of the players in the beginning, played in the game. The game felt very like monumental. Especially with it being in peak civil rights movement
in the college deep South.
And it's when you hear Mississippi, that's what you're thinking. It's like these people.
This is Mississippi.
This is
like
Mississippi, and I'm just going to leave it at that, especially in 1963. So,
wasn't long ago.
It was, well, I mean, at this point, that's like 80 years ago.
There's people who live through that.
But I'm saying that's 80 is still a long time. But the significance, you know, we have. Because it's civil rights, blah, blah, blah. But I wanted to go through how. So I said I saw it on social media, obviously. And I saw some fun comments. I did want to also play this video, but I'm going to go through the comments that I saw on the post. So one of them says, my grandfather, Dean, like he name dropped. This man name dropped in the comments of the SEC Network. But he said my grandfather, Dean Colvard, which I'm guessing is what the Colvard Student Union's named after. Anyways, and a very important Mississippi State alum, I guess, was the president of Mississippi State at the time. Many Mississippians were threatening terrible things if they agreed to play Loyola.
Okay, so his grandfather, was he part of them leaving or was he just kind of?
He's the dean, so the coach is who had them leave.
Right, and he received all those threats because he's the dean. He's supposed to be the overhead guy, right?
I don't know if he says when he says many Mississippians were threatening terrible things, I don't know if he's saying they were threatening terrible things to my grandfather or just in general. Like, you just think about that general outcry of, like, we don't want this. If this happens, we're going to X, Y, Z.
Right.
And it's like, I don't know if it's like, if this happens, Dean, we're going to come and do X, Y, Z to you. It might have just been like a general outcry.
Where were they going to go? Ole Miss? Because they probably hate Ole Miss. You're not going anywhere.
Yeah. They had to sneak the team out of the state. A lot of racist and awful folks around back then. Some of those people appear to be alive, comma, unfortunately, period.
Some. Some.
So I thought that that was an interesting thing to say, like, that his grandfather was alive. And that his grandfather was freaking Dean Culver. Like, name drop.
Yeah.
Name drop.
Big name. Big name in the school.
Another comment says, back in the 60s, these teams were scheduled to play in the NCAA tournament. Oh. Yeah, he said they snuck out. This is what I'm like, I couldn't find this factually, but there was people that were like, they snuck out and faced possible arrest when they returned. Who knows about that, but...
I mean, that makes sense. The government, and they're just like, no, we're not. The policies and the sanctions.
There's a whole movie about this as well, if you want to read a little, or learn more about it, called One Night in March, and I'll play a clip from it in a second. It's like a docu-movie kind of docu-series. But this comment had me dead, bro. This says, and now our... So somebody commented... Because obviously this is about diversity, equity, and inclusion in the teams, or lack thereof in Mississippi's teams at the time. And this one woman commented, and now our university is under attack for encouraging a diverse and supportive space. And someone replied, you should be encouraging the football team to get a good quarterback instead.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny.
No bueno, no bueno. I didn't know they were getting hit.
I have no clue or not. I just thought the quarterback reply was hilarious.
Yeah, there's got to be some... We were a basketball school for a little bit.
Our basketball team has been ranked the entire time, so I would still argue that we're a basketball school. I'm going to play this clip, though.
Records say different.
But... No, our record is fine. We're still doing well, and we'll go to the tournament. We won't win, and that is the state way.
In 1963, Coach McCarthy...
Hold on.
Mississippi State University.
Hold on. I'm going to play this clip from the movie, the One Night in March movie.
And in 1963, Coach McCarthy and the president of Mississippi State University decided, we're going. We're going to go whether they want to let us go or not. And so actually, as you, most people see on the film, if they've seen this video we're going to see tonight, they had to sneak the players out of town. And in 1963, Coach McCarthy...
So I think that actually is from a news... They did like a news... It's like getting a little Inception-y, but they did a news video on the people watching the video.
Yeah.
In the library. The Starkville Library.
This is just like a...
But I really... Yeah. That is the... Something I had not heard of. I wanted to uncover that with you guys. And I do think if you want to go deeper into it, definitely watch One Night in March. One Night in March. Because that's a whole... There's interviews from the players. They're kind of first-hand experience. I couldn't get any... I couldn't watch it without paying to watch it. So I didn't watch it because I didn't pay to watch it. But you can watch it. I can't show any clips. I also don't know how copyright and stuff like that works. With that type of stuff, but...
it can be more than, like, $10, though.
I have no clue, but, like, if you guys want to go and watch it, I know they have the interviews of the players on there. And maybe the coach. I'm not 100% sure. But, yeah, that was something I wanted to uncover with you guys. That was this week's episode of Slept On, the Game of Change.
Uncovered.
And consider it uncovered.
I've never heard of it.
Now you have.
Now I have, and now you have.
Now we have. Yes! Okay, well, we'll talk to you guys next week.
That was Slept On for this week. And we'll get you back up to the uncovered...
Yep.
Uh-oh. The uncovered stuff.
Peace.
Peace.